I think any 3 points is welcome. I think today it was a tough game, especially in the first half. We had to weather a little bit of a storm, and you know, they pushed on a little bit towards the end of the half. But I think once we came in and we spoke, and sort of the lads have taken on board some instructions and carried it out, and we've played some good football. I think you have to remember as well that, you know, people like Marv and Keno, it's only their sort of second, third game as such, and they're getting to know people. And they're big players in the middle of the pitch. You know, that's a key area of any team. And, you know, for them to come in and sort of find the feet, you know. And I think what the team has shown today is that, you know, when you're able to field an experienced group of players like that, you know, they have that little bit of know-how, they have that little bit of experience at the right times in games to, you know, to sort of punish the opposition. Because today, you know, they had spells. Jamie had to make one or two saves at different times, keeps you in the game, and then at the right time, when we're pressing, when we have a spell, you know, we convert our chances, and that makes the difference. And perhaps in one or two of the games, it's been tighter, where we haven't been able to convert our chances, whereas today, you know, we've taken them and it's made the difference.
You mentioned players not having much game time. One you mentioned, Josh Simpson, was great to see him back. He's your captain, and did well to get 70 minutes.
He did, yeah, and it's a big ask for somebody to come back after, you know, such a long spell out, really, since the first game of the season, and he's lost, sort of missed a hell of a lot of games. But like you say, he's come in, he's made a difference, along with Keno and Marv, and it's added that extra dimension to us and give us a decent balance, which is key.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked before about the strengthening of the squad over the last few weeks, and you know, look at the team sheet now and the subs bench, and you've actually now got, you know, 16, 17 players of this standard. Maybe a few weeks ago, you only had, say, 12, 13.
Yeah, I think in the past, you know, the lads have played, one or two younger players have come in and done well for short periods of time. But I think when you ask them to sort of do it over a longer period of time, or you know, put two and three games together of a high standard, you know, you're wanting a high standard to sort of to go and win games, it's difficult, you know, and they're certainly not for the want of trying. But I think when you ask senior professionals to come in, even though, you know, you'd like to think that they will improve, they will get better as a group and individually as well, they can come in and they can hold their own. And you know, and he wants something like you know, somebody like Marv on the day to sort of convert that opportunity, and that makes a hell of a difference, because as it's shown, you know, it's the hardest thing to do, and that's to score a goal. So, you know, it's delighted. We're all delighted.
Would you say that sort of spell just before maybe the goals and then maybe the 10-15 minutes off, that was that the best you've played this season?
Possibly for that short spell of time, yeah. You know, obviously, you look at the whole 90 minutes as a group, and there are areas that we can improve in and we'll get better at. But certainly for the 20 minutes there, just after half time, where I felt we passed the ball a little bit better. I thought we was a little bit more composed. I thought we started to threaten the back of their back four, and hence, you know, the opportunities come. And even after that, we had a chance to go to three. But, you know, it's pleasing that you get the chances.